Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. Sorry, this episode is a little bit delayed, but we are coming to you still on Monday. How are we doing, folks?
I am just fine. I have no complaints. It's Monday. You know, how are you is the real question. You're the one struggling.
Not great. Not great. I've had a tough weekend. Saturday, I was real sick, had 101 fever, didn't feel great at all, chills, aches, pains all day. Yeah. Coincidentally, the same day my parents left to go to Florida, which was unfortunate. They kept calling, being like, how is everyone? And my family's like, well, Maria all of a sudden has 101 fever, so
yeah,
not great over here. And then it was weird. Then I ended up feeling a little better Saturday night. I was taking medicine, so I felt better. Then I felt sick again in the middle of the night. Then Sunday was kind of the same thing, felt better, felt sick again. Then I get this like unbearable stomach pain that will last for like, and I know how long it lasts. So it will arrive at like 3-4 PM the day before, and it will last until like 7 AM the next morning. It happens every single time. So as soon as this pain started at like 3-4 PM, I was like, fuck, I'm sick, and I'm also about to have this excruciating stomach pain, which is exactly what happened. So therefore, the episode was delayed because I barely slept last night. By the way, I've taken a COVID test 3 days in a row, Saturday, Sunday, and this morning, all negative. So
I feel like people are going to be like, Rhea, go to the fucking doctor.
I know, but here's the thing, guys. I've been going to the doctor since I was 15. It's the same thing every time. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, there was a time when you thought you needed to have your gallbladder removed.
There was that period of time. And then my stomach felt better. And it has felt better. But now it's this whole thing. And then the doctor's telling me, oh, it's the endometriosis. It's the whole thing. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of going to the doctor. So therefore, the episode is late.
Yes.
I barely slept last night. So we were going to do it earlier than what we did. But then I had to sleep a little bit this morning. I'm feeling a little better now. I have some aches and pains. My head hurts a little bit. My throat burns. I don't know what's going on, but I know that I must not have COVID because I have tested negative every single day now. And I'm thinking, I don't have a fever anymore, which is good. I'm thinking maybe a little rundown, maybe a little sinus infection of some sort, maybe something else. Who knows? But I do know I feel better.
None of us are doctors.
None of us are doctors. And I'm probably not going to go to the doctor because I do feel better every day. I have felt better every day. Mm-hmm. So hopefully tomorrow I just wake up feeling 100%. Or maybe later today I'll feel better. Who knows? Yep.
I hope so,
I do
too.
Feel way better than Saturday. And I do feel better than Sunday. So we're on a good trajectory here.
Moving in the right direction. We do have our live show on Thursday in LA. For those listening, you can still go get tickets and we'll see you there. We're very excited. Wells, our special guest. Yeah, so we have been prioritizing rest for you because we have a very busy week.
I feel like one of those singers who hurts their vocal cords and they're like, you need to rest or we're going to have to cancel the show. You need to rest. That's how I feel like I've been treated, which is nice though. And also traveling and everything. We got to fly to LA, the time difference, probably more important to rest than
definitely
anything else because we want to be ready for this show. But yes, I am feeling better. So make sure you guys go get the tickets. Link is in the description. Wells will be there. There also will be some special guests in the audience, too, that are just coming for the fun of it. So that will be
exciting. True. Very exciting. Looking forward to seeing all of your beautiful faces there. Can't wait to be in LA. I just looked at the weather. Looks stunning. So I feel like it's going to be a nice week where it's a quick trip, but it's going to be a good one. So hopefully we see you guys there. And just to clear up the rest of the week. We are going to be in LA. There's a lot going on. There's a lot that Noah and Natalie have to get done. So we don't have a Harry Potter episode coming out on Thursday. This is a skip week. I know I said, like, when we first announced this, I said we're doing 1 and 2, skip 3, 4, 5, 6, skip 7, 8. So this is a skip week. There is no Thursday Harry Potter, and there will be no Friday regular episode because we have to fly back home. And no, like, once again, Noah has to put together a live show, so we can't. There's just no time in the day to record on Thursday and have him be able to put it out on Friday. So we will have an episode Wednesday for Bachelor, as always, and that'll be all you hear from us this week.
There you go. So let's get into it. Let's get into the topics. We got everything that's going down with Kim and Kanye. They've been posting all over social media all over the weekend. Kylie Jenner has officially given birth to her second child with Travis Scott. Rumors are swirling that Tom Holland and Zendaya have bought a house together. Major step for the two of them. And Brian Austin Green and Sharna are expecting a baby. Good for them. Happy for them. And we also have a great game, a Beat Ran Fran, a little trivia. So let's get into it, starting off with Kim and Kanye.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So I'm sure everyone has been following what's happening with Kim and Kanye all over social media this past weekend. Kanye started off by posting about Northwest on TikTok. He posted a screen grab of Northwest on his main Instagram page and said something like, "This is my first divorce. Somebody tell me what to do about North being on TikTok."
He said, "Since this is my first divorce, I need to know what I should do about my daughter being put on TikTok against my will."
So he posted that. Which I think made Kim Kardashian say to herself, you know what? I'm fucking fed up with this. Because then she went to her Instagram story and posted a long note to Kanye and everybody else.
She wrote, "Kanye's constant attacks on me in interviews and on social media is actually more hurtful than any TikTok North might create. As the parent who is the main provider and caregiver for our children, I am doing my best to protect our daughter while also allowing her to express her creativity and the medium that she wishes with adult supervision because it brings her happiness. Divorce is difficult enough on our children, and Kanye's obsession with trying to control and manipulate our situation so negatively and publicly is only causing further pain for all. From the beginning, I have wanted nothing but a healthy and supportive co-parenting relationship because it is what is best for our children, and it saddens me that Kanye continues to make it impossible every step of the way. I wish to handle all matters regarding our children privately, and hopefully he can finally respond to the third attorney he has had in the last year to resolve any issues amicably."
So I read this and I was like, finally, Kim, finally she says something, because Kanye has been blabbing his mouth all over the place about her, what's going on with the family, what happened prior, on all these interviews, all over social media. And Kim has just kept to herself, living her life. And finally, she said something.
Yeah, I think Kim is a total mama bear. And like, I think Kim could deal with Kanye talking about her and saying things about her. But when he started to like throw North into the mix, that's when Kim was like, we can't be having this happen. Like, posting screenshots of her TikTok. It's just, it also shows like, if you don't, maybe don't post her, like a picture of her on TikTok as the Instagram post. I don't know. The whole thing's weird. And I know this then started to create a whole argument about like, oh, well, should North be on TikTok? I really don't think that that is the problem here. Like, there's just so many other things that are going on. You know, he posted the guidelines of like, oh, you know, the age that you're allowed to be on TikTok and all those things. But North is on there. it is an account that is monitored by Kim or, you know, whoever is monitoring it. All the comments are off. Seems like it's just a way for North to make the videos that she wants to make. You can argue all you want that if you think TikTok is, you know, good for young minds, that's I feel like not fully the point here. It's just like having this be turned into like a public thing. And of course, like as soon as Kim posted that statement, Kanye, you know, he posted a screenshot of that. He's like, what do you mean by main provider? Everyone saw you try to kidnap my daughter, like not letting me into her birthday, the whole thing again. Tracy Romulus, stop manipulating Kim to be this way. Like Tracy's one of her best friends, you know, manager, like helps put these press releases and whatnot together. And obviously Kanye is taking an attack on her as well. And it just goes back, like he just keeps referencing that the birthday party and security and just not being, you know, wasn't be allowed into the party. But it's just like, there has to be rules. There has to be guidelines. It's just, I know he's complaining and whatever, but like you can't just pop in whenever it's convenient to you and feel like you can do it. He's like, I want to take my kids to Chicago to my basketball game. It's like, okay, but you have to like talk about it. There has to be a plan. There are custody rules put in place for a reason.
Yeah, I think that obviously none of this is funny. And when I say that the funniest part, I want everyone to know that I don't truly mean that. But when he posted the conversation with one of Kim's cousins, and one of Kim's cousins asked if it was safe if they bought Yeezys off of StockX.
So ridiculous. I lost it.
And then I laughed out loud.
Kanye responded, don't talk to me about Yeezys right now. Like, that was just a ridiculous thing for the cousin to bring up. First of all,
yeah.
How are you going to even ask about Yeezys in the first place in the middle of this conversation? To ask if it's safe to buy Yeezys off of StockX, which like designers and shit probably get mad at when their shit is resold on these websites. Like, you think Kanye wants to hear that you're buying his Yeezys off of StockX at a time like this?
The best part about that,
this was ridiculous.
The best part about that is that the cousin, whatever cousin this was,
seemed like a fake cousin to me.
I know, right? Sends that text with the hope of Kanye being like, oh, I'll just send you some. You know, like that's what she's hoping. You send that text and you're trying to get free Yeezys. Like oh, is it safe? Is it safe to buy them on StockX? Like, Andrew wants belugas. It's like, oh, does he? Does Andrew want belugas? Like, okay, you're sending this in the middle of the thing, hoping Kanye's going to be like, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll just send them over to you. Like, no big deal.
But she should have just been like, I'll give you her number if you just give me Yeezys. Like, that would have been better.
She might as well at that point. That cousin, I mean, my God.
I don't know, man.
That was a weird exchange.
Weird fucking text. And it's like, he posts a screenshot first of the cousin being like, you know, I saw your post on Instagram about TikTok and your daughter. I'm happy to share what I know about that since I'm a single mom and want to keep my kids off the internet. Like, it's like, is it safe to buy Yeezys? And it's like, we'd love to see you and the kids soon. Like, what a fucking social climber this cousin is. Who are you? Texting Kanye for some free shit, and then also like, hey, let's all hang out soon.
Kanye clearly doesn't want to hang out soon.
Yeah, clearly. And then he also wrote that her cousin Kara called saying she agreed with Kanye, but she's not going to speak out publicly.
I think that this whole thing, and I think you mentioned it too, doesn't come down to just North being on TikTok.
No, it doesn't.
It's Kanye wanting Kim back. It's Kanye wanting control of the family. Because listen, the conversation around whether or not North should be on TikTok, valid conversation. She's pretty young. you know, what social media can do to people's minds at a young age is not great. But Kim's running the account. It's not North posting it herself. So there's a conversation to be had about that too. And also Kim's like, it makes North happy. Something that brings her joy, happiness, expresses her creativity, which I think there's also an argument behind that. I think there's arguments for both sides about the TikTok conversation, but I don't think that that's what this is about. It's Kanye embarrassing Kim everywhere on social media and interviews, making her look like a fool and like a bad mother when it seems like she's actually a pretty great mother. And Kanye, and I'm not calling him a bad dad, but like he also moved to Wyoming without his kids. He's moved everywhere without his kids and it's just all over the place. And you know, something that was before the divorce, but now he's not even able to see them sometimes. It's just a whole mess and they're better off just taking it private. But for somebody who wanted privacy for so long, like Kanye did, it's weird that now everything he is making public.
Yeah. And I just feel like it really it does come down to a lot of, you know, he posted a text asking someone for Kim's number. And it was, I think like Steph Shep's husband or partner, whoever it is, was like, yeah, here you go. And like gave him Kim's number. It's like, so clearly they're not talking. It's just, I think this has blown up so much. Kanye goes on these rants where like he is, I think he has been so used to having so much control over Kim and their family. And he doesn't have that right now. It's like he claimed he gave that family the culture is what he said. The quote gave that family the culture. Like he's basically taking credit for like everything that they've done and just being like, now it's like insane that I can't see my kids. And of course he should be able to see his kids. Like but this is the thing. Like when you're going through a divorce that clearly is not amicable right now, there has to be rules set in place. That's why you bring in third parties. That's why other people get involved, because when the parents can't come to an agreement for the sake of the kids, someone has to come up with a plan, because for these kids who are older now, it's a lot harder and a lot more traumatizing to see your parents fighting publicly or your dad trying to show up places that he's not supposed to be at. And it's become sad. You know, Kim has deleted, Kanye has deleted all of these Instagram posts. He said, you know, he's being called erratic. I should never have to beg for the location of my family. He then also claimed that Kim accused him of putting a hit out on her. He wrote one caption. It says, you know, send me Kim's number is what I said before. And it's the caption was, yesterday Kim accused me of putting a hit out on her. So let me get this straight. I beg to go to my daughter's party and I'm accused of being on drugs. Then I go play with my son and I take my Akira graphic novels and I'm accused of stealing. Now I'm being accused of putting a hit on her. These ideas can actually get someone locked up. They play like that with black men's lives, whether it's getting them free or getting them locked up. I'm not playing about my black children anymore. It's just clearly going on and on and on. And it's Kanye is feeling very emotional about it. The silver lining, I think, is, you know, clearly Kanye does want to be a part of his children's lives. He does feel that way, but like it just, when you're going through a divorce, you can't just get it exactly how you want. So yeah, then he thanked Larry Jackson for giving him Kim's number, and then he deleted all the posts. Fans thought maybe he and Julia Fox also broke up. She deleted a bunch of Instagrams, but it seems like they're still seeing each other. I put in air quotes.
If I was her, I'd be like, I need to take a break from this. But also, yeah, She's loving the spotlight, so.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, it's a lot going on. That all happened all, you know, along the entire weekend. And Kanye has deleted all the posts. But hopefully they can figure this out. Not via Instagram posts. I feel like Kim put out what she needed to say. I don't think she's going to do that again. I think that's going to be the only time that she says anything, because clearly, like, look what happened. And they're going to have to, you know, like she said, maybe Kanye is actually going to have to talk to that third lawyer he's had in the last year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott have welcomed their second child to this world. The child was born on 2/2/22, which is quite the date, and only Kylie Jenner's kid would be born on that date. So many people are commenting, angel baby, can't wait to meet the angel. So now people are speculating that the baby's name is Angel, but also 2/2/22/22 is angel numbers. Yeah. So that connection is there. I'm very curious to know the name as well, and if Angel is involved at all, because I think if my kid was born on that date, I'd probably be like, I maybe need to incorporate the word angel into their name. Who knows? But it's finally happened, and they posted about it, and all the speculation that she's had the baby already, this, that, the other thing. Not true. She just told us that she did.
It's so crazy that I just feel like Kylie has so much power that she planned this. Now, I don't know her. I don't know her birth story. Like, I don't know what her plan was. I don't know, you know, natural birth, C-section. You never know. But it's just like, I just feel like Kylie had her mind set on having this baby on this day, and she got exactly what she wanted. You know, Stormy and now her son are a day apart. Stormy's February 1st. This baby's February 2nd. Of course, you get the very
crazy.
I know. You get the very cool 2/2. And it's crazy that that has happened now. And of course, it's not like the same day, but like Mason and Rain have the same birthday, right?
Yes.
So like, yeah, that's kind of freaky that it's happened now with multiple siblings having kids so close together. But I don't know. I think maybe Angel is incorporated in some way, maybe a middle name or something. I just would be shocked. I think it would be so not the Kylie Jenner way to have the baby's first name be like announced to the world via Instagram comments from her friends and family. Like, I'd be shocked if that's what it was.
Yeah. And I saw some comments like hating the name Angel. I know some angels and I like the name Angel. I don't think that's a bad name.
I like the name. I like the name as well. Stormy and Angel sound great together just as a pair. Like, I think the names,
why are you laughing?
Names go well together.
I just think that's a terrible name, but
you think it's a terrible name?
Yeah.
Really?
I just can't. It sounds weird. Like, no. Yeah, not
my
Angel.
Neighbor growing up was also like my brother's best friend. His name is Angel.
His name?
His name is Angel.
Boy's name?
He's Dominican, so it's Angel.
Angel.
Oh. So you don't say Angel.
No, we say Angel, but his family says Angel.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Just kind of like, isn't that like, no, I don't want to offend anyone. Never mind.
It's really
all right, Noah doesn't like the name Angel.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, like, isn't that like a stripper name? But like.
I mean, it could be.
I guess Stormy could be too with an I, so.
Stormy is more of a stripper name than anything.
It also is very like Angel, very popular name. Like that's not a, so I think that's, I don't think that's the name. First of all, I don't think that's how Kylie would have that come out. But I mean, we're talking about the Kardashians here. Like the kid's name isn't going to be like Steve. Like it's just,
I mean, Mason's a pretty normal name.
Mason's a cool
name. Honestly, the Courtney's kids have normal names.
Penelope is the most normal
Penelope
name.
Penelope is very, but like Rain? Rain isn't like, super normal.
Really? I feel like that's not crazy.
That's not normal.
I don't know a single person with the name Rain besides Neither Rain Disick. R-E-I-G-N.
I don't know. Sounds more normal than Angel or Stormy or Chicago or North.
I would actually disagree. I think Angel is more common than Rain.
Way more common.
Way more. I mean, Kim's kids, North Chicago, Psalm, Saints. Yeah, like, no, of course. But
the fact that one of them's name is Psalm, it really flies under the radar.
Like, I know.
How did that one get approved? Like, I'm sorry.
I had that conversation with my mom the other day. Very funny, where we were just like, I don't even know how we ended up on the subject. And she was like, repeat that? I was like, the baby's name is Psalm. She was like, Psalm? Like with a P? Like from the Bible? And I was like, yes.
That has to be confusing for other kids. Like, because, you know, you don't really know the silent P, the whole thing.
Yes. Growing up, it's got to be hard for them.
Psalm. I mean, Psalm is still very young. So,
I feel like you got to change that if you're like, change what people call you.
Doesn't,
Tommy.
Like, he probably doesn't have to deal with that yet. He's only two.
Sammy.
Yeah, Sammy. I'll just go by Sam.
Psalm to Sammy.
Yeah. They have to have some, I'm sure they have some kind of nickname for him. I would guess. So I don't think that this is the full, name announcement. We know that it is a boy. You know, Kris Jenner had reshared, besides the blue heart, Kris Jenner reshared and wrote, you know, welcome my grandson. So that is it. But I mean, could not be more Kylie Jenner to have this baby on 2222. It's just, of course, she had to have planned this. And then her plan was perfectly executed.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Cheese's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Cheese.com. That's 3Cheese.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Okay, there is a rumor that Tom Holland and Zendaya may have just purchased their first home together. This is not totally confirmed. You know, I think it's coming from the Mirror. So it's, you know, equivalent to like the Sun and whatnot. But they are saying that they bought like a $4 million house, £3 million in a friendly UK neighborhood. They bought it together. They're making Britain their home. They have got the keys to a 6-bed London semi near a raft of celebrities. The 25-year-olds have big renovation plans. Their house will include a gym, cinema, and a man cave. He apparently already has a 3-bedroom flat, and Zendaya has her home in Los Angeles, but now they have bought this property in the swanky Richmond, Southwest London earlier this month. And I don't know about you guys, but that sounds amazing. It's just makes me happy.
That sounds good to me. They're both 25, right?
Yep.
So I feel like that's kind of normal, right? Like, you see people and celebrities getting together way younger, buying houses together way younger. They're both 25 years old. She's going to have her house in LA. It's not like that's going to be her only home. So for them to have a home together, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, totally. Some other people that live in the neighborhood, Mick Jagger, and who have homes in the neighborhood, Mick Jagger, Angelina Jolie, Sir David Attenborough, Tom Hardy. Sounds very nice.
Hey, they're going to have some great neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
The thought of Tom Holland having a man cave made me laugh. Like, I don't know why the fact that they mentioned that there will be a man cave for Tom Holland made me laugh.
I know. I feel like that was feels a little unnecessary. It's also like, how do they know these renovation plans? But
yeah, how do they know Tom Holland's getting a man cave?
Yeah, exactly. Unless it maybe like already has one. I don't know. But this, and who knows? Like, you tabloids make assumptions. Tom could have bought this house himself and then is like, you know, got plans for Zendaya to come move in, or maybe they, but I could also very much see them being like, we're gonna put down roots together in London. And just jumping in.
Good for them. Speaking of renovations, have you guys watched the Pam and Tommy show yet?
No.
I did. I watched the first two.
I have watched the first three as well.
Wait, there's three? Maybe I watched, I think I watched as many as there are.
There's three.
Okay, then maybe
I've not watched it at all yet.
What do you think?
The renovations.
It's entertaining, I think.
I think it's, I was definitely locked in for sure.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is like cringe. Like it's but a little.
But the question is, were they cringe?
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that what they're, me and my family had this discussion. And I don't know if I should say what I'm going to say, but maybe I'll say it anyway. We had this discussion about them because my sister and I were saying it's kind of corny, kind of cringe. So were my parents, but my parents were like, that's kind of how it was.
Yeah.
Like they did very much act this way, but I'm like, is it cringe and corny because it's people trying to act like them, or are they doing a good job as them? Like my parents say that Lily James is doing a great job as Pamela Anderson. And we wouldn't know because we weren't
in that era.
Yeah. We were alive, but it wasn't like, you know, I mean, I wasn't actually. So we weren't in that era. We don't know how they acted in interviews. My parents said that they have, like, Lily James has Pamela Anderson down to a T. They said that not so much for Tommy Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
But who knows? I don't know. That's,
I haven't watched anything about it. Are they renovating their home? And
in the show, they're renovating
their home.
That's
like the whole premise. Okay.
That's like the whole premise of the, of like what happens is like,
home.
Like Seth Rogen is like the carpenter and he's the one who, yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Also, my parents told me that they made a sex tape and destroyed it the next day, which is what I was going to say and then almost take it back, but whatever.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Because we were watching the show and then it turned into this whole conversation and there was a...
Is it really destroyed?
Yeah, they said they legit destroyed it the next day.
Oh, man.
I hate
Fran, you want a copy, Fran?
No, I could just see them like telling you guys they destroyed it but didn't actually destroy it, you know?
That would be trippy to watch that like, say like 30 years... Like, imagine like watching your own sex tape from like 30 years ago or something.
Oh, right, and seeing how much you changed...
Yeah, just
yeah. My mom, because I was like, "Damn, like maybe you guys, if you still had it, you could maybe like make a pretty penny as like my parents' sex tape gets released." And my mom was like, "Oh, that would be so 80s.
Yeah, that would be so rock and roll of them."
Yeah, ew. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even brought that up, but it felt wrong not saying it after finding out that information.
I'm gonna swing this back to Zendaya now because I'm gonna start to get uncomfortable. But she.
I'm sorry.
If you watched the Euphoria from this week, she did such a phenomenal job that I think she did just like lock in another Emmy for herself. The season has been moving very slowly, it feels like. Like the acting has been really good and visually it's really cool. But it's kind of like, what is happening?
Right.
Not much, but it finally does feel like we're getting somewhere. But holy moly, is she just so mega talented. It's insane.
Yeah, she really is incredible. I knew that the season was slow when I started like feeling bad for Cal. Like when I started to feel bad for Cal and rank him as like one of the top characters of the season, I was like, all right, let's move this along. I'm still very intrigued. I'm not bored by the season at all. Like I'm locked in.
No, totally locked in.
Like, when is stuff going to happen? But it seems like now after this episode, it's happening. Like we needed Cassie. We needed Maddie to find out about Cassie. Thanks to Rue. I think we're getting that.
There's only three more episodes. Like there's eight episodes total. And we've gone through five.
Right. So. Shit needs to go down.
And yeah, it does feel like as much as Zendaya is so clearly a star and is like this story revolves around her, I'm ready to like find out what's going on with the rest of the characters. Cause it's felt very Rue heavy these like last three episodes. And it's like so much shit went on with the tape. And Nate's dad, like there's just so much that I feel like has not been touched on.
Yeah, there's so much. And I hate to even say this because we know that Nate is a terrible, terrible person. He was looking hotter than ever in the last episode. Like not this past one because he wasn't in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
The one from last week, he was, and I saw people like saying this on TikTok too. he was looking hotter than ever. I don't know if it was something he did with his hair, what he was wearing. It was like, oh my God, he was so hot before and now he's even hotter.
He is just a super hot man. That is for sure. But like, good Lord, is Zendaya a great actress? It is wild. Like, you were just on the edge of your seat the entire episode. It was incredible. She's just a star.
She really is.
Yep. Last one is going to be quick, but I just, you know, I want to throw this in here because, specifically, I almost specifically want to do it for Noah because I feel like no matter what, whenever we bring up Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, he's like, guys, how Brian Austin Green down bad, huh? Got to be down real bad. And I'm like, he's probably fine.
No, it's just because
he's having a baby.
Well, it's just when it first started, he obviously was very down bad.
No, but you brought it up again when they just got engaged.
No, I'm just always curious, like how the other person feels when something like so public like that, and everyone's like so happy for them, and it's like this guy doesn't even exist. Not that I even care about Brian Austin Green at all.
But that's why it's interesting because you always assume like he's got to be struggling, huh? But he's having a baby.
Is he just having a baby just for the optics?
No. You wouldn't just have a baby for the optics. No.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is just getting back at Megan. I don't know.
You're an asshole sometimes just to be an asshole.
Wow.
I mean, poor Shauna. Shauna, she's just, you know, she doesn't have any kids yet.
Yeah, she's just a pawn in his game. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, happy for them. Happy for them.
I just think it's nice that he also has clearly moved on as well. I think it's also because I'm just a big fan of Shauna from Dancing with the Stars, and she just seems awesome. So
there's more kids for them for him to take care of, right?
Yeah,
by himself.
As he would claim. Maybe he'll post another grid photo of all the children.
Yeah, I'm happy for them. I feel like this is a great step for Brian Austin Green. Not much to say about it besides good for
them. No, there's really not. It's like everybody, you know, they're moving in separate directions, which is nice.
No joke, I think I might have a Cane's sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This is game 30, and we are joined by the lovely Liz and Paul, who have sat through us through all our technical difficulties. So we thank them for that.
Yes.
We also haven't had a guy on trivia in a little while, so I'm excited about that.
I'm nervous because we normally lose.
Yeah, we normally lose when a guy's on too. Also, these two are friends from college, and we are happy to have you both on the show. Thank you guys for taking the time to do this.
Thanks for having us.
Here.
Amazing. So what do you guys say where do your expertise lie?
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Both love Taylor Swift. I've got the Jonas Brothers side, so we'll see how all of this starts to come together.
Okay, all right. It's covering a lot of Fran topics right there,
like
which
Fran.
Sounds like I'm in – yeah, that sounds like a lot. Just get owned at my own game.
Yeah, sounds like Rhea's going to have a lot to do.
It's like you got
alone.
Yeah. Okay. This is game 30. Like Rhea said, to run through the rules, there'll be 15 questions. Whoever has the most points at the end is the winner. If you get a question wrong, the other team can steal. If we go to overtime, there is a three-question overtime round as well. And to determine who goes first, Noah will give us a movie. We will alternate guesses on what that movie's Rotten Tomatoes score is. Whoever's the closest. Why are you looking at me like
what?
That?
What?
You're looking at me like confused.
Me?
Yeah.
You two settle down.
No. I thought you had something to say.
No, I kind of do have something to say, but yeah. I was waiting for you to finish.
I'll just go back to where I was at the beginning. Sorry, guys. We're all over the place.
Okay. I'm good.
Rhea's great. She's just, you are. God, why can't we be more like you? Okay.
Whoever guesses the Rotten Tomatoes score is the closest number will get to go first. Noah, what is today's movie?
Monsters, Inc.
Great movie.
Good film.
Okay. Paul and Liz, you guys, one of you throw out your first guess.
Go ahead, Paul.
86.
Okay. It's got to be high.
92.
Yeah.
Should I go higher?
Go lower, maybe, just in case.
74.
I'm going to go with, Monsters, Inc. I feel like that's one of those Pixar movies that's... I'm going to go with, 99.
96.
All right. Nice. Right in between.
Right in between.
Yeah. All right.
Pixar.
Okay, so Rhea and Fran go first.
Rotten Tomatoes, they sneaky love the Pixar movies.
Yeah, they do.
Doesn't Inside Out have, 100%?
99, I think.
99?
It's up there, actually, yeah. I think... No. Coco has a better score than Inside Out. I think
Inside Out has 98.
98? I think Coco's 99.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I've never seen Coco. No, 97. Coco.
Really? Oh. Then it must have went down. Coco, yeah. Coco mm-hmm. is... Oh, no. Coco has a higher score than Moana.
Mm.
That's what it was.
Mm. You don't have to search Moana.
No, I'm not.
I was searching Toy Story.
Okay.
Oh, Toy Story is 100.
Yeah, I was going to... Yeah,
look up Moana now that I understand.
What is it?
Moana. Coco you definitely never saw
Moana. You've never seen Moana?
No.
Oh, God, Moana's great.
Coco. That has a 95.
Yeah, they're all up there.
Coco is so good.
Coco's also
so good. All right, anyways.
Yep.
Okay. Question number one to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Sarah from Connecticut. What celebrity does Miley want to see when she sneaks out to the movie theater in season one of Hannah Montana? A. Will Smith. B. Ashton Kutcher. C. Jake Gyllenhaal. D. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ashton Kutcher. I think it's Ashton Kutcher.
Correct.
I'm glad we were on the same page with that one. See how many fist bumps we can get in today.
All right, 1-0, Rhea and Fran. This is question number two to Paul and Liz. Shout out Amanda from Florida. Name this year. Ben Affleck was People's Sexiest Man Alive. Lilo and Stitch is released. Kelly Clarkson won American Idol.
Okay. So it's got to be 2004 or 2005-ish range.
I was thinking, early 2000s.
Trying to remember where I lived when Kelly Clarkson won.
I would say 3 or 4.
10 seconds.
3 or 4. Okay, well, I said 4 or 5, so do we go with 2004?
Sounds good.
Okay. 2004, final answer.
Incorrect.
2003.
I think it might be lower because I specifically remember my babysitter took us to see Lilo and Stitch in theaters and I bawled my eyes out and I was little. When she worked for us, I was little.
2002.
I kind of want to say 2002.
That also seems like the kind of time.
I think that might be when that might be when American Idol started. Kelly Clarkson first season.
All right, let's do that. Is it 2001 then?
3 seconds.
No,
2002.
I think 2002.
2002.
Correct.
Wow.
My God.
Honestly,
on fire.
Not to bring up Inside Out again, but the that Lilo and Stitch movie theater experience is what's the memory the
scratch and stuff?
No. Like in Inside Out, when they talk about the memories that the core, it's a core memory. It's a core memory.
Yeah. I thought you were not referring.
I said not to bring up Inside Out again, but that Lilo and Stitch movie theater experience is a core memory.
The scratch and sniff for the Wild Thornberries movie.
Yes.
Oh. You remember that?
Yes.
Weird memories coming
4D.
Back.
4D.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Okay. Question number three. Rhea and Fran are up 2-0. Shout out Ren and Lizzie from College Station. Name all 6 Infinity Stones.
Not gonna be me.
This is embarrassing too.
I won't even give it a shot.
I thought this was gonna be easy for Fran.
This is the thing. I can name some of them.
10 seconds.
But I feel like I know I can't do all of them, so I feel like strategically I should just say nothing.
That is very smart. That is very smart. We're using our brains.
Yeah.
Time's up.
Yeah. I got some, but I don't want to reveal because I don't have 6.
I feel like Paul knows it, though.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Do it, Paul.
So, mind, power, soul, reality, time.
Oh, do it again.
No. Mind, power, soul, time, reality.
Space.
Correct.
Nailed it. Power. That was not coming to me.
All right.
I was like, reality, so happy mind, time, soul. Yeah. And that was all I got.
2-1. Bri and Fran, question number 4 to Paul and Liz. Shout out Meredith from New Haven, Connecticut. In Cheaper by the Dozen 2, Taylor Lautner and Allison Stoner's characters go on a date to the movies. What movie did they see?
Fuck.
No.
I literally just watched. Is it?
It's, no, wait, it's, this it's is not our question. Not no, question.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
By all good means, thing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No. You can tell us. No.
Good thing I stopped.
Yeah.
Shoot. I don't remember.
That's not going to come to me.
No. I can see the whole thing, trying to put his arm around her shoulder, parents in the back.
Time is up.
I can't know. Yeah.
It was some type of stupid movie, right?
Was it a romance? I keep thinking The Notebook, but I feel like The Notebook was... I'm getting The Notebook. Like, just friends, they go see The Notebook, and I'm...
It's not The Notebook.
No.
I'm picturing, like, a cartoon movie.
Oh.
But that could be wrong.
Seconds.
I don't know. Elliot Murtaugh. What do they go
three,
see?
Two.
Can I go to the movies with Elliot Murtaugh tonight? Fuck.
Time is up.
I don't know.
Nothing? Ice Age.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh. You were close.
I said some stupid movie.
Yeah.
Cartoon.
You know, they're making another Ice Age movie. I keep seeing commercials
for it.
How
many did they already had six?
Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus.
Damn. Okay. Still... 2-1.
And they all kind of sound different, which always, that was like when they would change the actors for Rugrats. I never watched any of those, I think.
Okay. Question number 5. Shout out Sarah from Queens, New York. This is to Rhea and Fran. It's a simple question, but I'd be curious. If you got this wrong, it'd be interesting.
Literally nothing I hate more than the disclaimers he gives before the question.
He knows we hate that too.
Just read us.
And he still does it.
Name 6 songs by John Mayer.
Oh, Waiting on the World to Change, Dreaming with a Broken Heart, Gravity.
Your Bye is a Wonderland. Wonderland, right?
Yeah. Didn't I say that the first time?
No.
Oh, wait, I said Waiting on the World to Change.
World to Change.
Gravity.
Gravity, Bye is a Wonderland.
Dreaming with a Broken Heart.
15 seconds.
What's his recent one?
Slow Fire. What's that one? Slow Dancing. What is the one? Come
slow
on.
Burning. Slow Burning in a Dance. Yeah. Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
Yes. Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. Yes.
Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
Yeah.
And we need one more.
Three seconds. Time is up. I think you didn't get it.
How did we not?
All right. It's Paul and Liz.
Oh my God. He really gave us no.
He did.
Well, I mean,
like,
what?
Time is up.
Because it is. Like, are we just going to, like, go?
We were gonna,
I know, but that should be one that gets a little bit more time to name six
songs.
Songs
by John Mayer. It's, like, pretty easy.
You says the John Mayer super fan.
I could name 6 Jonas Brothers songs. No, but after this.
Oh, after this?
All right. To Paul and Liz.
Your Body is a Wonderland.
Nope.
Gravity. Half of My Heart. Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
Yep.
Waiting on the World to Change.
What was the other one they said?
I don't remember.
Damn. No. 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Oh my God.
3, 2.
No, what did
1,
they say?
Time is up. Nothing.
What's the one that is Neon Light one?
Neon.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying
You're
to think of.
You're thinking of the one that came out the other.
What's the one that just came out? Like,
oh,
on his last album.
On his last album.
That was like
the
more pop,
likes.
The one that everyone likes.
Like, oh, New Light.
New Light.
Yeah.
Neon new and New Light, I just combined
the,
in my
you,
mind
when
into
you guys
one
were
song.
Like, Slow Burning in a Dancing Room.
That was just a tongue twister.
I mean, come on. We got there eventually.
Burning,
it's just we knew it was. We got
knew
there.
It was.
We got there eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, all
we knew half of my heart.
Six.
We told you Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know.
I really was thinking about, like, should I make it 10? Because 6 is going to be too easy.
No, I mean, you got to act like you're not a John Mayer super fan. And think we like outside of that box.
Like, he's not like a niche artist.
Yeah, but we just named all of his most popular songs.
Yeah,
that like one that is not a John Mayer superfan would know.
Yeah, like got to step out of the John Mayer
box.
Don't you
like The Heart of Life?
Now I'm looking at John Mayer's Spotify just because I'm like.
I mean,
because
of course now you'll be like, oh, I know I can name every single one of these songs.
Right.
But six is a lot.
Sucker.
When the clock is running.
Blah, blah. I don't know if I can name six. Yeah, exactly. I probably could.
In 30 seconds, probably not.
Now, this might offend you, but John Mayer has more hits and more songs. It's true.
That's just obvious.
So it's easier for her to name John Mayer songs and me to name Jonas Brothers songs. Okay, moving on.
Your bias is showing, but...
Okay. Question number
six. Please. My heart can't handle the fighting anymore. I'm so exhausted.
Come on, parents.
I can't.
Can't live in this house anymore.
I'm going to have trauma.
Okay, question number six to Paul and Liz. Still 2-1. Ryan Fran, shout out to Mallory from Detroit.
Mallory? I mean, I'm just going to guess her name's Mallory, right?
It is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sorry, Mallory.
Okay.
Yep.
Mallory. All right.
Sorry, Mallory.
That is funny. That, honestly, I can't even, that's something I would do, so I cannot even blame you for that. Sometimes you read such an obvious name or word that you end up pronouncing it wrong. Mallory. All right, go ahead.
All right. What is the name of the high school football team in Friday Night Lights?
Dillon Panthers.
Correct.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Well, you have got it. Sometimes yes. I feel like you say that, but then if you got it, you wouldn't.
Remember, I went through my.
She went through a Tim Riggins phase.
This
office shirt made like Panthers T-shirts. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Tied up at 2 now.
Texas forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out Amanda from Florida. This is question 8 to Rian Fran. In Gilmore Girls, Rory and Dean had an on and off again relationship. What's the reason that they broke up for the first time?
I never watched Gilmore Girls.
Neither have I.
They broke up so many times. They broke up and got back together a bunch of times. I don't know if the first time is Jesse or something else. The first time.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Fucking Chad Michael Murray's character.
3, 2, one. Time's up.
It's...
All right.
She should have just said an answer.
Paul and Liz.
Yeah.
I'll let you take it, Paul.
No, I am not confident in this one. I'm going to let you take it.
Oh, it's when they're in the car and he says, I love you, and she freaks out. I'm pretty sure that's the first time.
Is that the final answer?
He says, I love you, and she doesn't say it back.
Yes, she's correct. Like, yeah. Correct. All right.
Are we tied?
3-2 then.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
Oh, Dillon Panthers.
All right.
Damn.
3-2, Paul and Liz. This is question number 9 to Paul and Liz. Shout out Haley from Chicago. List these Nickelodeon animated shows in order of their release. Danny Phantom, The Fairy Odd Parents, Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. I should have just said Jimmy Neutron. I don't know why I said that.
Oh, boy.
Jimmy Neutron... Fairly Odd Parents, Danny Phantom, Avatar?
That would be my guess, but I don't know.
That's what we're going with.
Incorrect.
Fairly Odd Parents.
I would have gone with that.
Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron,
Danny Phantom,
then The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron, Danny Phantom, then The Last Airbender.
Goes 01, 02, 04, 05.
Yeah, for a second I was worried about Avatar there, but Danny Phantom was on early.
Yeah. Later than the other two, yeah, but earlier yeah. than Avatar.
All right. Question number 10 to Rhea and Fran. I'm going to play a clip from a movie. You tell me what movie it's from.
Hitch. Final answer.
Yeah.
Nice job, Fran. I would not have gotten
it. Yeah. You still haven't seen it?
No, I've seen it, but just like once.
Yeah.
That's when he storms into the boardroom, Kevin James.
Yeah. Such a great movie.
Yeah.
Okay. 4-3, Rhea and Fran. Caroline from Long Island, back from
Hey!
We actually have a couple of Caroline.
Hey, what up, Caroline?
All right. What Taylor Swift song, this is to Paul and Liz, what Taylor Swift song do most people speculate to be about Taylor Lautner? A, Love Story. B, White Horse. C, Back to December. D, Mine.
Back to December.
Final answer.
C, Back to December.
Correct.
Final answer. Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah, I knew. I just for the record, I knew that one. Yeah. Just like to say that I did know that one.
All right, tied up at four. Putting numbers on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good game. Civil.
We've been having some low-scoring games recently. Yeah, yeah. Just getting a lot of questions wrong.
Okay, question number 12 to Rhea and Fran. Shout out Amanda from Florida.
Amanda from Florida has had quite a few questions. It's her third one.
In this game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the questions are just like, what?
You're the one saying it out loud.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still stuck on Malloroy.
Yeah. That was funny.
Okay. Question number 12. List the following from most to least Teen Choice Awards won. Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, One Direction, Justin Bieber.
For most to least
Teen Choice Awards.
I'm going to give most to Justin Bieber.
Bieber's got to be top.
Most Justin Bieber.
I would go maybe.
Then One Direction. Then Jonas Brothers, then Miley Cyrus. Because I feel like Miley Cyrus was too risky to get a lot of Teen Choice Awards at one point.
Yeah.
Or, but the Jonas...
I don't know. I might put Miley before the Jonas Brothers.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah. Let's put Miley before
Because Miley,
Brothers.
Like, covers more categories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, let's do Justin Bieber, One Direction, Miley, Jonas Brothers.
Incorrect.
Shit. Damn it.
I was going to go with their original.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so Justin Bieber, One Direction, Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus.
Also incorrect. It's
is One Direction lower?
No, One Direction is one. Then Justin Bieber, then Miley, then Jonas Brothers.
Interesting.
One Direction is 28. Oh, Justin Bieber is 23.
We were right if we swapped One Direction and Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Popular guys.
Still tied up at four. Question number 13 now. Shout out Bree Murphy from Edgartown.
Nice.
Yeah.
Brittany Murphy?
Bree Murphy.
That's probably why she...
No, Bree Murphy.
Oh, well, you wouldn't turn Brittany to Bree.
No. She could be a Brianna.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Harry Potter question. How many... This is to...
Pressure's off for me. This was for Paul and Liz.
Yeah, this is to Paul and Liz. How many of the Harry Potter books did J.K. Rowling write before the first movie was released?
This was in the doc, wasn't it?
Huh?
I think this was in the documentary. Is it three or four?
Well, the fourth one, the fourth movie didn't come out until...
10 seconds.
I lived in Michigan, so like, 05-ish.
3 seconds.
Oh, three.
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 Incorrect.
Is the question is how many were published?
How many were written?
So she could have written one but not have been released.
How many were written?
Before the first movie came out.
Yes.
I think maybe like two. I'm going to go with two. Final answer.
Incorrect. It's four.
Oh, well.
The fourth one came out like the same year but after the movie. Hmm. After the first movie.
Got it. One.
All right. Still tied up at four.
We gotta get this one.
We have two questions left.
Yeah.
We
gotta get
this one. Shout out Bethany from Manhattan. This is to Rhea and Fran. Besides Zach and Cody.
I knew this was going to be a sweet life question.
Me too.
They're always at the end.
They're always at the end. And I just feel like we're getting in order.
I haven't brushed up lately.
Yeah.
Go.
Besides Zach and Cody, what two characters appear in every single episode of The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
Besides Zach and Cody, what two characters?
You think maybe Mr. Mosby?
I was going to say Mr. Mosby and...
15 seconds.
Why? But what about Maddie in London? But I feel like Maddie goes away at one point. But I feel like...
5 seconds.
I'm going to say Mr. Mosby and Carrie.
Time
the mom?
Up.
Sure.
Mr. Mosby and Carrie.
Correct.
Yes! Really?
Yeah.
Wow, nice pull!
Wow, I'm happy about that one.
I'm surprised you even got her name.
Why wouldn't I get her name?
I didn't know her name.
I thought you would have been like, oh, their mom.
Oh, no.
Which would have been fine. But.
Hell yeah.
All right, final question. They need this one to go to overtime to Paul and Liz. Shout out Caroline from Long Island.
Caroline, don't let us down.
In Zoe 101, what is the name of the fictional drink that the students are always drinking?
Can't you ask what Jonas Brothers song was for Zoe 101?
I can see it. I don't know the name, though.
Is it like Pop Fizz?
Or was it the sports drink one?
10 seconds.
I don't remember.
Pop Fizz, final answer.
Incorrect.
I also thought Fizz.
Ran Fran.
And then, but Paul also said sports drink, and didn't they? Wasn't that like a big with the sports drink?
Something Fizz.
I don't know.
Fizz juice.
I don't know.
Fizz juice.
Incorrect. It's Blix.
Blix. That's the sports drink. Yep.
Damn.
That was it.
All right. Final score 5-4.
Wow. Close. Look at you with the sweet life pull.
I really pulled in with that one. We would have went to OT.
And we also should have gotten that job.
We should have. That was disappointing.
That was crazy.
And people are going to be disappointed in us.
No.
That's all right. Can't
win them
all.
Definitely. But yeah.
Do you think that the average person in this office could name 6 John Mayer songs?
Yeah, probably.
Let me tell you something.
The clock
puts a pressure on, and you decide what questions you start at 10 or 5 or 3. So
honestly,
you started at 10. You're like 10 seconds, no, 5 seconds.
Honestly, sometimes I hate to admit this.
You don't even look at the clock,
or I think that maybe like you're gonna get it, and I just say the time just to like add some pressure on.
I know, of course you do.
I bet you if whoever was listening, if they timed actually how much time we all got for each question.
I'm not making time up.
I think he actually times it. I think he just says things out loud to make us nervous.
Which is what he did on John Mayer. He did that. Because he started so early in the countdown.
He was so excited when we didn't get it.
I know.
Time's up. Moving on.
Time's up.
Listen, Paul, you guys got it.
Oh,
it was
man.
Good, guys, thank you guys so
thank
much.
Thank you so much. You guys were great, and you're put up with
thank
our
you.
Bullshit
yes.
to start this.
Thank you so much
for putting up with us through that.
And you guys were great.
You really were.
We're the opponents. Thank you guys
so much.
Thank
you guys. So nice meeting
really
you guys.
Really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Bye.
Nice
bye.
To meet you too. Bye.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Reminder, the LA show tickets are in the link in the description to buy right now. We want to see you there. We also have Wells as our special guest. He wants to see you there. Make sure you subscribe everywhere that you listen to our podcast, including on YouTube. We're seeing those subscribers go up, and we love to see it. So make sure you keep subscribing. We love you, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details.
Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.